Today's daf is Chulin daf Mem. We left off in daf Lamed Tesem Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Tesem Beis. So typically speaking, if a person is shochet avodah zara, so that's obviously a terrible avera. But in addition to it being a terrible avera, the basar is not only asur b'achila, it's asur b'hanah as well. But this Mishnah is going to list several cases where you're shochet avodah zara, and it's only going to create an isra achila on the basar, but it's not going to create an isra hanah. So the Gemara, right off the bat, is going to deal with when do we say it's asur b'hanah, when do we not say it's asur b'hanah. Why are there two different types of shochet avodah zara? That sometimes it's asur b'hanah, sometimes it's not. And then the Gemara is going to introduce a statement of Rav Huna, which it's then going to concentrate on for the rest of the daf. Rav Huna has a double chiddush. Rav Huna holds that if you do a major maisa to make someone else's animal into a tekrovis avodah zara, it makes the animal asur b'hanah. Now, in that sentence, there were two great chiddushim. First of all, that you have the ability to make somebody else's animal asur b'hanah. Normally, we would assume it the most adav rasheino shalom, and also that a tekrovis avodah zara is asur b'hanah. Avodah zara itself is certainly asur b'hanah, but tekrovis avodah zara, that which is used in the service of avodah zara, is normally not asur b'hanah. So, Rav Huna's chiddush is that when you do a major maisa, it can override both of those rules. So the Gemara is going to challenge Rav Huna, and we're going to defend Rav Huna from that challenge. We're going to explain why Rav Huna's statement is vulnerable to that challenge. And then at the very end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to have Shitos of Amoraim that disagree with Rav Huna, and that hold no. You never have the right to ask for something that doesn't belong to you. And the Gemara, again, going into tomorrow's daf, is going to have three different questions on that rule, on those shitos, that because it does seem that there are certain circumstances where a person does have the ability to aser davar she'eino shelo. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hashochet l'shem harim. A person is oved a mountain by shechting l'shem the mountain, or l'shem gva'os, l'shem yamim, l'shem naros. Any natural body that a person decides he's shechting l'shem, this body, l'shem d'baros, shechitas u'psula, the shechita is going to be possible, in that the basar is not going to be mutter ba'achila. You're not going to be allowed to eat the basar. The Gemara is going to explain, as we mentioned before, why is it that it doesn't have a din of isra hana'a as well. Shnayim oksin b'sakin, second halach of the Mishnah, which we're not going to really discuss in today's daf, but it appears in this Mishnah. If you have two people holding on to a sakin, one to one end of the knife, the other end of the knife, the way Rashi explains it, that they're both holding the knife at the same time and they're shechting together, and the chiddush is that even if the koach hashchita kshera is mixed in with the koach hashchita psula, the shechita is still going to be possible. So it says v'shechtin, the two people shecht together, echad the shame, echad mikalelu, one of them has in mind the shame, the har, the gvaos or whatever, and the echad the shame davar kasher, and the other one's just doing a stam shechita like a regular shechita. Halach is shechita so psula, the shechita is still going to be puzzle. And again, the chiddush is that even though there's a shechita kshera me'urav, there's koach of a shechita kshera mixed into this meisa shechita, still it's going to be puzzle. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Psula in zivchei meisim lo. What did we say from our Mishnah? We said yeshach l'shem harin l'shem gvaos l'shem yamin l'shem naharos. The shechita is puzzle, but it sounds like it does not rise to the level of zivchei meisim, meaning it does not become asur b'hanah like tekrovis avodah zara, which is asur b'hanah. Tekrovis avodah zara is called in Tanakh zivchei meisim. The pasuk says in Tehillim kuvav, v'yitzmedu leval parva yochlu zivchei meisim. And the Gemara in avodah zara chavtas and beis learns from that pasuk that it's asur b'hanah k'meis, and meis is asur b'hanah. We know from gzeir shava from Megla Arufa that it's asur b'hanah like kachin. So the Gemara is not asking on the lashon of psula that it sounds that it's only possible by achila, because lashon psula applies to nisra ana as well. The Gemara is just saying, why didn't the Mishnah say harelu zivchei meisim, which would have been an explicit statement of an isra ana? From the fact that it didn't say a lashon of harelu zivchei meisim, that's what tips us off that the Mishnah only means that it's aser ba'achila, but not that it's aser ba'hana'a. That's what Tosus points out in on Lamed Chesem Beis, I think. Or where is that Tosus? whatever. So that's what that's what the diuk seems to be. So says the Gemara, ur minhi, but I'll ask you, stira hashochet l'shum harim, but a person who shechs l'shem harim, l'shum gva'os, l'shum naharos, l'shum midbaros, so far very similar to the list we had in our Mishnah. We had a few other items, l'shum chama, ulevana, l'shum kochavim, umazalos, the constellation, the stars, the sun, the moon, l'shum michael, saragadol, l'shem malach, l'shum shil shul katan, l'shem a tiny little worm, harei eluziv. Oh, but in this brisa it tells us that it's ziv chemesin. They have a din of tekrovus avodah zarah. They're asur ba'na kemes. So why in our Mishnah does it say that if you shochet for one of these things, it's only shkitas upsula, meaning it's asur ba'achila, but not that it's asur ba'na kemes? So I'm Rabbi Lokasha. Ha da amar lahar, ha da amar legado dahar. Our Mishnah that does not have an Isra Anah is talking about Yeshech L'Shem Har. The Har itself doesn't become an Avodah Zarah because the halacha is that that which is Mechubar L'Karka cannot become an Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah in Daf Memhei says that Mechubar L'Karka does not become an Avodah Zarah, and we learn it from the Pasuk in Devarim Yubeis, Abay Ta'abdun, Eskola Makomos, Asharav Dushamagayim, Asharatem Yorshim Osam, Es Eloheihem, Al haharim haramim. So it says to be ma'abed the Elohehem, the Avodah Zarahs, al haharim. So it sounds like, yeah, al haharim, but velo haharim Elohehem. The harim themselves do not become an Avodah Zarah. So that which is mechub l'karka does not become an Avodah Zarah. So yishech, l'shem ahar, it's not asur ba'na, it does not have the status of tikravus Avodah Zarah. But hada amar l'gad dahar, the brisa that says that it's asur ba'na as tikravus Avodah Zarah, is that yishech l'shem, the malach that's memuna over that har. The malach that's memuna is not a mechub l'karka. That would qualify as tikravus Avodah Zarah, and that would in fact be asur ba'na. Dekanami, and we could be medayik that the Bryce is talking about that you're shechting to Malachim. Dekatani dumya the Michal Saragadol on the list of things. Excuse me, on the list of things in the Bryce that you're not allowed to shech to is Michal Saragadol. So that it's asur ba'na. So you see that the other items on the list in the Bryce, even though it sounded like physical things that are mechubar l'karka, it means the spiritual presence associated with those physical things, you're shechting to the malach, but you're not shechting it to the har itself, because the har itself it would not take on the status of tikrovus avodah zarah. So this is a very major sugya in the halacha, what it is, what you are and are not allowed to pray to offer to bring sacrifices to. There's a tshuva in the Rav Pa'alin in Chelek Beis Yerdei Simon Lamed Aleph. He was asked about a minug in a certain town, wherever this town was, that apparently whenever there wasn't enough rain, they would take five or six cattle, they would bring them to Kivrei Tzadikim, by the rabbi section of the Beis HaKvaros, the Chelek HaRabbanim, and they would shecht by each matzeva a single ben bakar, and then there would be mispalel for rain, they would say Yud Gimel Midos, they would blow a shofar, then they would go and divide it, give the meat out that they shechted to Aniyim, and they wanted to know, is this a good idea or a bad idea? Is this like a normal practice or is this not a normal practice? So he says, oh, let me count the ways that you're violating the halacha over here. So he goes through one by one. So he says, first of all, our sugit is paskan halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya, Simen Dalet Sifhei, that shochet l'shem harim u'gvaos, l'shem chama l'vano kochav mazalos yam naharos. It doesn't have a din of tekrovus avodah zarah to asur ba'na because those things are not nevad, but the shechita is going to be pasul and it's going to be asur ba'achila, even though you're not trying to be over them. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, even if you're just intending l'refua or something like that, because that's clearly, you know, something that comes from the Nachrim, that they say that this is a skula for that, definitely not allowed to do that. And in the Sefer Zevach Toda, he quotes that it's nonsense what the Nachrim say, that the shochet Har Ploni or Bemidbar Ploni, you'll be Misrape Michalio, you'll all of a sudden you'll have a refuah, or so a woman who's in Akara will give birth, or the person's children won't die, or something like that. And anyone's Miyachid, a Makum for their Shechita, and they say that there's something special about Shechting in this place, the shechitas pasul and asu midrabanan a gzeira mishum tekrovus of a dezara mamish. So it's only bahana that they didn't ask for because you're not really shechting laavod dezara because you're not shechting to things that are actually nevan. So in this case where you're miyachid a makom for the shechita that you're dafka makbit to shecht in the beis hakvaros by the matzevos and you think that's going to be toelas for you read the sagashamim, so that is included certainly in that category that is asr to do. The basar is going to be asr ba'achila, so by giving the basar to the aniyim, you're probably violating lifnei iver as well. By giving it to the aniyim to eat, the basar is going to be asr ba'achila. He says that's problem number one. Problem number two you have is that you're mechabin to shech dafka by the matzevos of tzadikim. So that is not just that you're l'shem harim, l'shem gvos. That's worse. That's the other part of what we just said. L'shem michael, right? L'shem the sarah gadol. That has a din of zivchei mesim is also midrabanan mishum oviv l'sarim mamish, and the Tzvua Shar writes that the same is true if you shech l'shem kol davar shabiyolam that's not mechubar and is not a bal chai, even if you do it l'shem refuah it's included in zivchei mesim. So that's problem number two. Problem number three with what you're doing, he says, is that it could be an isser of avodah zarah mamish, because in the Tzvua Shar he quotes based on the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Avodas Chavim that even though a person knows that Hashem hu Elokim, they know the milvado. Person knows that there's only one God. He knows what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, and he's over at Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he's makriv to a malach or to a sar or to a kochav or to a mazel, not as kabbalas elohus that he's accepting it as a God, but he's using it as an intermediary that he's serving those that are ovdei Hashem. That's also over avodah zara. If you do it derech avoda, so over here also you're worshiping the tzaddikim, knowing that the tzaddikim are not God, but using the tzaddikim as an intermediary to reach God. So that is also b'derech avoda, by shechting something to them, that is considered to be avodah zara mamish. And he says it's also a violation of Doresh Alameisim, and therefore probably not a good idea to keep this minhag going. You should be mevatel the minhag. That's what it says in Shuvas Rav Palim. But that opens up a whole new door to us, because using intermediaries to reach out to the Ribbono Shalom is something that has made its way into the liturgy. It's made its way into the siddur. So the major discussion in Poskim about the piyut of Machnisei Rachamim that said in Slichos, and it's a big discussion why we're allowed to talk to or ask the Machnisei Rachamim, who are the malachim that bring the tefillos up to the Ribbono Shalom, whether that's permissible or not. The Ramban in the Drashas Torah Hashem Tamima writes that Avodah Zarah Ashlishis Me'em Ha'ovdim L'Malachim Heim HaNivdolim V'Heim Sarim Shalom'umos, that serving malachim is considered to be a form of Avodah Zarah, and therefore many of the Rishonim write that this is a major problem. The Rashbates in Magen Avos quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim that including the Yisra to be Ovid Elohim Acherim is the Tzivoy not to be Machnis Movsim Echad Minivra'ev Beinenu Beino Yisparach, to include an intermediary between us and the Ribbono Shalom. When we dive into the Ribbono Shalom, it has to be directly to the Ribbono Shalom. It shouldn't be with anyone else in between. Most famously, I think the Maral in the Sivas Olam is against the idea of Machnisei Rachamim, of being mispal to the Malachim, that there'll be Machnis Rachamenu. Even though you're allowed to ask someone else to daven for you, that's only another person who's obligated to do chesed with you, so he'll daven for you as well. So you could say, do me a chesed to daven for me. But Malachim, it's not shaykh to say that. It's only a derech tefila bakasha. He says, chas v'shalom sheyispal al kach, chas v'shalom that a person should daven in such a way. The chasam sofer, and a tshuva, and a chayim, simin kuf pei vav, the Chasam Sofer explains to Maral that Yisrael are on a higher level than Malachi Asharis. We don't need Malachim to be a Melitz Beinenu Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more happy to hear from us than he is to hear from the Malachim. There are, of course, those that defend the piyut of Machnisei Rachamim, Shibalei Aleket, and some others say, no, you're not davening to the Malachim. daven, you're just acknowledging that that's the way tefillah works most often, that you daven and then there are malachim that are in charge of, they don't have any bechira to do it, not to do it, they're in charge of bringing the tefillah, so you're acknowledging the way that tefillah is functioning up in shamayim, but it's not really that you're davening to the malachim. Our practice in shul is that we do not say machnis erachim, although usually the Baal Tefillah doesn't know, so usually he says it and that gives me extra time to actually finish slichos, so works out. Everyone's happy in the end, although maybe not Hashem. But okay, so says the Gemara further now. We're okay. So the Gemara is now going to introduce the great chiddush of Rav Huna. Just as background, anything that you make an avodah zara, that you make into an avodah zara itself, is asur b'ana. That's called ne'evad. That's a whole sugya masechus avodah zara, chafsas ambeis. But balei chayim never become a ne'evad. When a Baal Chai is worshipped, he's not a ne'evad, and it's also not us mishum muktza. Muktza is something that you designate for the sake of tikroves avodah zara. The source for that, the Gemara Masechet Tzemura tells us, is because the Torah tells us that a ne'evad and muktza are not allowed to be brought as a karban. Well, why do I need the Torah to tell me that a ne'evad, a behemoth that's worshipped avodah zara or designated avodah zara, is not allowed to be brought as a karban? If anyway, it's also even for a hedyot, it's also even for chulin. So it must be that it's mutul chulin, that it's not asur b'ana. That's why the Torah has to tell me that you're not allowed to bring it as a karban. So that's a dafka by a Baal Chai. So even though normally a ne'evad and a muktza would be considered something that would be asur b'ana, but when it comes to a Baal Chai, when it comes to a behema, that's not the case because there's a special gzeiros hakasuv. So says Gemara, a double chiddush of Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, ha'isa behemas chaver ravutza lefnei avodas chavim. If you have your a behema that's lying down in front of an avodah zara, kivan sheshachat ba siman echad asara. Since you do a maisa on that behema, you shecht l'shem avodah zara, just one simin, the kana or the veshet, you asur that behema ba'ana because of tekrovas avodah zara. Even though tekrovas avodah zara is normally not asur ba'ana lehedyot, and even though this is someone else's animal and ain't other most of davar sheino shalom, you did a maisa, significant maisa, it's therefore going to be asur. So as we mentioned before, Rav Huna is being mechadesh a double chiddush. It's very important to get this clearly. He's being mechadesh a double chiddush. First of all, your own animal is a behemoth that's your own animal. You wouldn't even if it were your own animal, you would not be allowed to asur it. You would not be authorized or empowered to asur it because the Torah asurs a behemoth that's mutzal, that's kovas of the zara legavoa specifically min abakar min atzon takrivu as karban chem. So the Gemara darshins and Maseches Baba Kama Daf Mem from the words min abakar to be mema'it in evad min atzon lema'it is hamuktzah la'avod zara, that they're asur legavoa. From the fact that the Torah needs to be memait, a muktzah, and a nevad, legavoa, tells us that lehedyot, those things are mutter. And nevertheless, Rav Huna is telling us, if you do a major maisa, like shechita simen echad, on the behema, it's going to asur it, even lehedyot, as a tikroves. Second great chiddush of Rav Huna, normally, ain't the most davar sheino shelo, you can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. Here it's behemas chaveiro, it's someone else's behema, and you are asuring it. How do you have the ability to asur it? Because you are doing a major maisa. When you do a major maisa on it, that gives you the ability to asur it. Now it is interesting that Rav Huna discusses a case of revutza lefnei avodas kochavim, that the animal is lying down in front of an avodah zara. Why is that a critical part of the case? Or is it? Meaning, does it matter so much whether it's revutza? Let's say it wasn't revutza, it was standing up. So you wanted to shecht it, so you knocked it down, you flipped it over and you shechted it. Right? Why does it matter that it's already revutza, that it's already lying there like saying shecht me? Right? Why does that make a difference? So if you look in Tosfos, revutza lefnei avodas chavim, Tosfos quotes, Pirish Bekuntras, Lomi Bayo Medes, not only if it's standing, the Kshigbiya Virbitza Kanabag Ba, that if you lift it up and you knock it down in front of the avodah zara and then sheft it, you've already been kona it bagba, so it's already your animal by the time you sheft it. Venasa shalom. So then Rav Huna's second chiddush isn't even a the chiddush anymore. Because what was the second half of Ravuna's chiddush? That you're asking something that doesn't belong to you. But if you're magbia, it does belong to you. That's what we're saying. That's why we say Ravutza, to make sure that we're clear that Ravuna is saying this second chiddush as well. That even if it doesn't belong to you, it's going to be asabana. Says Tosos, but that is totally incorrect. What? Because I lift up someone else's animal, so immediately it becomes mine. Legabi the halachos of being of avodah zara and of kachim. Ve'ein nira dechiyig bi anami lo kanala linyan shetichoshev shalo im eino demoser davar she'in shalo. Even when I lift it up, it doesn't really become mine in the world of eino demoser davar she'in shalo. So gazav lo nesiyashu abaylum. Because what's the halacha? If I steal something, I do a kinyan gzela on something, but the baylum has not yet had. So in the world of Hegdish, am I allowed to be Makdish such a thing? No, absolutely not. Halacha is Shneimin Yichalim LaHakdish. Both the real Bailim and the Ganav, neither of them are able to be Makdish. Zelafi Sheino Shalo, Vizelafi Sheino Bereshuso. The Ganav because it's not his, and the original Bailim because it's no longer Bereshuso, he doesn't have access to it anymore. So it doesn't become yours, it's still considered Eino Shalo. Ulkamanami da Amir Abnachman, Eino Nosadov Sheino Shalo, Parachle Mea Menasech. The Gemara is going to ask on the Shita that disagrees with Rav Huna and holds that Eino the most Nosadov Sheino Shalo, that you can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you, then how come when I'm a nasech somebody's wine, it's aser if I'm not allowed to ask for something that doesn't belong to me? So what's the Gemara assuming? That if I take someone else's wine and I'm a nasech il avodah zarah, that is an example of davar she'eino shalo. But if Rashi's correct, that every time I lift something up, it immediately becomes mine, so then that's a terrible example. So says the Gemara, says Tosfos, rather, my parach. What's the Gemara asking? Me amenasek, but amenasek v'chiyag beikanya. Second, you lifted it, you already kona. Kedam Rabbani Zakin. So says Tosfos, I disagree with Rashi. Elavade b'hachi lo chashev shalom ve'eno kanei lo elo l'schayev ba'onsin. Now, what does a kinyan geneva do for you? It does not make it yours. When I make a kinyan, when I steal something, it just means that it's mine in that I have full responsibility for it. Then normally, if I'm a shomer on someone else's object and an ones happens, I'm pater from onsin. But a great chiddush that when I became a shomer by stealing it, and that's why I have to protect this item because I stole it, then I'm even chayiv an onsin. It becomes like mine, just like anything that I own. An onus happens if I don't have insurance, so it's too bad. I'm the one that's out of luck. So if I stole something, so I have your stuff, and something happens to it that's a total onus, I'm the one that's out of luck. But that's all. That's all a kinyan geneva does. It doesn't make it mine in any real halachic sense, only in terms of a liability sense. So why does then the Rav Huna tell us a case of ravutza? Who cares that the animal's lying there? So ela nira denakan ravutza the rabusa. The afal gav deloir bitza lo asa b'maisa gadol kolkach asra. That you might have thought that if the animal was standing up and then I flip it over and I shaft it, that's a real maisa. That's such a significant maisa that would override the normal rules of Ein Adamos Davar She'eino Shalo and the Yisrael Nada to Kravis of a Desire. But if it was already lying there and all I had to do is slice, all I had to do is shaft it, so then maybe that's not enough of a maisa to override these rules. So that's what Rav Huna wants to be mechadesh, that doing a shechita of simen echad is enough of a maisa to override these normal rules of Ein Adamos Davar She'eino Shalo and of Tikrovus Avodah Zarah. That's the great chiddush of saying Ravutza, to tell me that even though it doesn't seem like such a major maisa, it's a major enough maisa. So that's how Tosfos understands Ravutza. So says Gemara, Savar La, Rav Huna holds Ki Adam Rula Mar Yochanan. He holds his shita is aligned with Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, that afal pisha amru, that even though the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says hamishtachavel behemes chavero lo asara, that if someone is mishtachavet to someone else's animal l'shem Avodah Zarah, he does not aser that animal even to be used as a karban. It does not have a din of a nevad because ein adam osa davar she'eino shalo. But nevertheless, yeah, you're right, there is a rule of ein adam osa davar she'eino shalo, but also b'maisa asara. But says Ula Am Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Huna apparently agrees that if you do a maisa on that behema, then you have asked that behema not only l'gavoa, but even l'hedyot. You're not allowed to use that behema at all, because by the mice of the person asters, even a davar sheino shelo. So just like Ula says that a behemas chavero that you turned into an avodah zara becomes asrali de maisa, so too Rav Huna says when you shochet behemas chavero, meaning you turn it into a tikroves avodah zara, it becomes asrali de maisa, because in Rav Huna's case you're not worshipping the animal, you're not bowing to the animal. In Rav Huna's case you're shechting the animal l'shem an avodah zara. In Ula Am Rav Yochanan's case, it's that you're actually worshipping the animal, but you do a maisa toward the animal, that's enough to override the rule of Eino Demoser, Davar She'eno Shalo. The Sugyan of Avodah Zarah in Dafnan Dalaran Beis tells us that the Krovus of Avodah Zarah is Asbahana Lehedyot, even when it's Eino Shalo, because the Pasuk says that the Kohanim said to Chizkiyo, that they brought the Kelim to be Mishtamish for Achaz to use them for Avodah Zarah. Pasuk says, Veskola Kelim Asher is Niach HaMelech, Achaz b'malchuso b'malo hechenu v'yikdashnu. So the Mar explains, hechenu means that they were in Geniza, and hikdashnu means that they put other kelim in place. So you see that they were asur b'ana, even though they didn't belong to Achaz, because they were klei shares, and they were asur l'gavoa. So you see that it's not only asur l'gavoa, it must also be asur l'hedyot, because if it wasn't asur l'hedyot, they could be pod to them and be mishtamish them l'hedyot. They wouldn't need to put them in Geniza. So that's so Rashi and Tosfos say that din is not a din d'oraisa. It's only din midrabanan that it becomes aser in that case. But okay, so now going back to our chiddush of Rav Huna. So we know Rav Huna's chiddush that since you did a real maisi, you did a shechit of siman echad, it overrides the of the most davar sheino shelo, and it overrides the fact that the krovus of avodah zarah is not going to be aser bahana'a. That an animal that's the krovus of avodah zarah is not going to be aser bahana'a. So ask the Gemara Rav Huna. We ask Rav Huna from the following. Bryce tells us as follows: Hashochit chatos b'shabbos. Bechutz levels chavim. Person does a whopper of an aveda with a single shechita. He shechts a korban on Shabbos outside of the azara l'shem avodah zarah. So he's done three separate isurim. Chayiv shalosh chatos. He's chayiv three separate chatos. One, he's mechal Shabbos because he was shechting on Shabbos and it wasn't a korban that was done in the kosher way, so it's time just shechita on Shabbos. Number two, he's shechting kachem b'chutz, and number three, he's shechting l'shem avodah zarah. So in any of those averos, if you do it b'meizi, you chayiv kares, and therefore the rule is anything that you do b'meizi, chayiv kares. If you do b'shogeg, you're a chayiv achata. So he's chayiv three chataos. Rashi quotes the question of the Gemara in Pesachim Ayin Gimel that it's asur b'achila k'din tikrovus avodah zarah, but why isn't he therefore pater mishum mekalkel b'shabbos? Because kol mekalkel are pturin on Shabbos, meaning if you didn't make the animal kosher to eat, so then it was a destructive act as far as Shabbos was concerned by shechting that animal. You took an animal that would have been kosher and you now made it asur b'achila, you now made it no good to eat. So the Gemara says because he's misakein, because he's taking it out of the status of Eivor Min HaChai, that it used to be Eivor Min HaChai and now it's not Eivor Min HaChai anymore. So why does that help? Because Bnei Noach are not allowed to eat Eivor Min HaChai, but they're allowed to, but he was matir that the animal ba'achila al yidei shechita. To krovus avodah zarah is not aser for Bnei Noach. So even though it might be an iser for us to eat it, but it's not going to be aser for Bnei Noach. So in that sense, it's a tikkun. And as long as there's a misakein in his malacha, so then he's going to be chayiv. So a person is chayiv three chataos. Now Tosfos points out that there are a lot of Gemaras like this throughout Shas, where say, oh, you could do one Maisa and violate five Yisurim, seven Yisurim, six. You know, they come up with all these different ways that you could violate the Sugis and Makas like this. How many Malkas you could bechayiv for, Chorish B'Telem Echad, and if it's Kalayim and it's Shviz, and they go through all the different ways you could violate all the Yisurim. So Tos says that's not really what our Gemara is doing over here, because if it wanted to, it could have made it worse, right? It didn't give like the full extent of the Yisur, of what it could have been. If you look at we're not just trying to count. We're not trying to come up with the most impressive aveira. Dim kein listening arba'a ugon shu yom kippurim. All we had to say is that it's Yom Kippur, so then it would have been a fourth. No, but there's a chiddush in each one of these chiyuvim that you're chayiv in Shabbos, even though you weren't really mesakein. The only tikkun you really did was to make it not ever menachai, like we just mentioned. The number of perikel dvarim, like the Gemara in Pesachim says. And we'll see that the fact that it's b'chutz and the fact that lavod zar is also chiddush, but that's going to be what our whole sugya is about. Then Tal says, well, wait a second. Then Tomar, v'maychay mishum shkut echutz v'einu meskabel b'fnim dechatz sof lasa el biyachid v'ein karben yachid karv b'shabbes. Why are you chayv for shkut echutz? Normally, you're only chayv for shkut echutz on an animal that could have been brought b'fnim and would have been a kosher korban. So then, when you do a b'chutz, you chayv mishum shkut echutz. But an oaf that's a chatas oaf is only, and the Gemara is going to say we're talking about an oaf over here. A chatas oaf is only brought by a yachid. A tzibur never brings a chatas oaf. Karbanos of a yachid are never brought on Shabbos. Karbanos of a tzibur are docha Shabbos. Karbanos of a yachid are never brought on Shabbos. So this is a karban that was not eligible to be brought bifnim and therefore should not be subject to shkut echot. So it says, Tosfos Yeshomer Dekimen De'im Zara Kortz Hakadosh Gemara Begiz Beis Agav Kipsei Atzer Shashak Shalosh Shalosh Mamon Yesh Shalosh Chayim Mishum Shkut Echot. That there are different levels of being not being niskabel bifnim. There's what you're not supposed to do bifnim, and then there's what would not even work at all. But if you shech the carbon yachid bifnim, granted you're not supposed to do that on Shabbos, but in zara kurtza, if you would do zrikas hadam, the dam would still be meratze. So that's enough. It's enough of a qualifier to make it that you'd be chayiv mishum shchut echutz if you shech that outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but back in the Gemara. So we're asking Rav Huna. Here's what the Braisa says: you shecht a chatos on Shabbos outside of the Azara, l'shem avod Azara, yechayiv three chatos. V'i amir kivin shach b'simenach al-Azara. But if you hold that even when it's somebody else's animal, if you do a significant maisa on it, then that's going to ask for it. So the same is going to be true by behemas chatos. It's not yours, it belongs to Hagdish, but once you shach the simen echad, it should be asr ba'naz to kravos avod Azara, and therefore it should no longer be Hagdish. It should become shalav adzara, not hagdish anymore. So shkut echutz lo lechayiv. Then you shouldn't be chayiv for shechting kachim vechutz because mechatech ba'afarhu. By the time you would be chayiv for shkut echutz, you're just cutting an animal that's already asr mishum avod zara and is no longer behemas kachim. So by the time the shkut echutz happens, because as soon as you cut simen echad, it already became no longer hagdish and already became avod zara, according to Rav Huna, and therefore by the time you cut the second simen, when you'd be in violation of shkut echutz, it's no longer shkut echutz. So Rav Papa b'chatos ha'of askinan. Now we're dealing with a bird, and we're not talking about a b'chatos behem, b'chatos ha'of. When it's done properly in the azara, you're molek only simen echad by an of, not shnei simanim. So b'chutz, with shchita, simen echad, you're mechayiv on shkut echutz. So it's not that by the time you're shechting the second simen, where you would be chayiv mishum shkut echutz, it's already asur. No, by the first simon you're already chayiv mishum shkut echutz. Dekul about the adadi kasi. Now all of the chiyuvim come simultaneously because the shem of avodah zarah is only chal at the completion of the shchit of simon echad, and that's exactly when you become chayiv for shechting kachim b'chutz. Says Mar, still it's not exactly simultaneous. Michti Rav Huna kamana mar l'shmaite. Rav Huna was assuming in his whole chiddush over here, like Ula, that even someone who's mishtachbet to behemas chavero, even though when you're mishtachbet behemas chavero, you would not ask for it, but if you do a real maisa to be over behemas chavero, then you would ask for it. V'ula maisa kol duhu ka'amar. What does Ula require in order to make a worship of someone else's animal asr, and therefore by extension, what does Rav Huna really require in order to make a tekroves of somebody else's animal asr? Maisa koldu would be enough to asr it. Rav Huna said the behema was asr b'shchita simen echad was relying on Ula. So it doesn't really mean that you really need to shech the full simen, because Ula doesn't require that. It means that that even a chatzi simen, you shech the chatzi simen, would already be asr. So now we're back to the kasha. Why would you be chayiv mishum shchitas kachim b'chutz, by the time you shechted chatzi simin, it already became avodah zara. It was only, even if it's an oaf, you're only chayv mishum shchut echutz, once you shecht the simin shalem, once you shecht the full simin, and by that time it's already avodah zara, it's already not hektish, so it shouldn't be eligible to be shchut echutz anymore. So ela ba'omer b'gemar zvicha hu ovda. It must be that the guy, we make a major rukimta, that while the guy is shechting it, he's saying that he only intends to be over the zara with the gemar shechita, with the end of the shechita, seminechel, and not before that. So the behemoth did not become asr mishum avodah zara and didn't lose the shem kachim until the very end of the shechita. So shechting kachim b'chutz and avodah zara came simultaneously. But if that's the case, that the reason you're chayiv for shchut echutz over here is because he said that you're only intending at the gemara shchita, well then ma'ir yechatas. Why do we dafka pick a case of a chatas? Lishmi'inan zevach. We could say any type of zevach, any type of carbon. It doesn't have to be a chatas. So the fact that we say a chatas must be that you're miskavim avodah zara already from the beginning of the shchita. And the reason we speak about a chatas is because the bailam has no chelik in the chatas. It goes entirely to kohanim. So it's only there that a ma'is Kolshu will not work because a person cannot aser davar sheino shelo. So you have to wait till the end of the shechita where it's going to be aser and it's still going to be kachim and you'll be chayiv al shchut echutz. But if the brisa would have said zevach, which implies even a carbon shlamim, which belongs even to the bailim, then you would not be chayiv mishum shchut echutz because it would be aser b'maisa kol dehu at the beginning of the shechita. It would lose its shem kodesh. So again, we're asking Kasha Ravuna. He said behemas chaveros aser from the brisa that says that you're chayiv b'chatas mishum shchut echutz because you can't ask the davar sheino shelo. Apparently b'maisa kolshu, it's only going to become asra at the gemar shchita. Ella amar marzutz mishmei d'rav papa, that really the brisa is not talking about a behema, and you're saying that you're only intending ala vodzar at the end of the shchita. And the fact that chatas ha'of yirchayev b'shchitas simen echad and therefore by chatas ha'of yirchayev b'shchitas simen echad b'chutz. What did we ask on that? We said, even a ma'isa kolshu from the very beginning of the shchita would be enough to aser it. Hachav ma'askin and kigon shayachatzi kana pogum. This is again a major rukimta. We're dealing with a bird that already has half of its kana is already cut. It's already open. So v'hosef alav kolshu, your ma'isa is just to cut a kolshu, which makes it rov ugmaro, and that way you complete the shchita to kulabad the adadika asyan. And in that way, all of the chiyuvim come simultaneously because chatzi kana was already pogum before you came to shech. So that ma'isa kolshu that you shech the avodah zarah is mesayim the shchita when it's still kadshim, and therefore you're chayiv for shchut echutz as well. Wow, Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa just points out, he loved Amar Rav Huna simen echad. Had Rav Huna not said that it's enough to shecht one simen in order to ask the behem la vodazara, lo av yechatas tiyufte, then we would not have been able to ask this kasha from the brisa about shechting chatas on ula, that he said that when you do a maisa behem as chaver la vodazara, that you ask it, because my maisa rabba, we would have said that what maisa was ula talking about? Only a major maisa, not a maisa kol shu. And it wouldn't have been a kasha from the brisa. Why are you chayiv on shchut echutz? Because until you complete the shchita, the chatas is not aser mishum avodah zarah. So you shechted kachim b'chutz. It's only because Rav Huna said that shchita simen echad is enough, and therefore that shows that ula means that a maisa kol shu. That's the only reason that it was a kasha at all from this brisa. V'amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says another reason. Another ha'ara over here into why this kasha was a kasha. Ilav da amar Rav Huna behemas chavero lo vichatzis tiyufdei. If Rav Huna would not have given the example or it stated explicitly that you can even ask for behemas chavero, then chatas would not have been a kasha, and then the rice of chatas would not have been a kasha. My time, why would it not have been a kasha? Because we would have said didei matzi asar, your own animal, Rav Huna holds you can asar by doing a ma'isa kolshu. Dechavrei lo matzi asar, but someone else's animal you're not able to asar unless you do a major ma'isa. So the Bryce is talking about a chatas. Chatas doesn't belong to you; it belongs to kohanim. So that would only be asar at the sof hashchita, and that's the moment you're chayiv mishum shchut echutz. And we're not talking about a shlamim which belongs to you, which maybe be a Maisa Kalshu. But it's only because Rav Huna tried to throw in that extra Chiddush that you can even ask for something that doesn't belong to you. So that's why we had a kasha on him from Chatas, which also does not belong to you. So it says Mar Pshita, it's obvious that if you couldn't have asked for something that doesn't belong to you, then the whole kasha from the Braisa would not have been a kasha, because a chatos is not yours, it belongs to the Kohanim, and you would not have asked it until the Gemar Shechita had Rav Huna not said that a Maisa Kolshu already can ask it. Why does it, what's Rav Papa's big chiddush over here? I mean, he's just like explaining the kasha that we already asked. He's like, oh, you know why the kasha that we asked, and by the way, already answered, you know why that kasha was a kasha? It's because Rav Huna said what Rav Huna said. We know Rav Huna said what Rav Huna said, so why do you have to, what's he adding? So Mal de Tema Kivin de Kani Le Kapara Kididei Danya. Well, he's adding a Chiddush that I might have thought that when you buy a Kamil Chatas, it's in order to achieve your own Kapara. And therefore, I might have thought that that's considered like it's yours, even though it goes entirely to Kohanim. So I would have thought that a Maisa Kolshu on a Chatas would be enough to Asr it, and you wouldn't be Chayiv on Shkut Echutz, because it loses the Shem Kadshim, and becomes Shel Avod Zara, even with the initial Maisa Kolshu. So Kamash Milan. And that's where Papa has to tell us that that's not true. Even though you're bringing it for your Kapara, the meat is all going to go to Kohanim, and therefore it's considered Behemas Chavero, and that's why it's the kasha works out. So that's the ha'ara, that even a chatas is considered something that's eno shalom, even though you have a tremendous benefit from the chatas. Now next, the Gemara is just going to say that Rav Huna had said that sometimes you could ask a davar sheino shalom with a maisa, but Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amri, eno the most davar sheino shalom ever. They say that you can never ask for something that doesn't belong to you, even if you do a maisa on Behemas Chavero. And tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we'll see the three challenges to that shita that eino demosa davar she'eino shalom.